Blog Talk Radio.
Today, amen. As you can see, the services have already underway because it's an international prayer system. We ask God that He will continue to be with you, deliver you through all of your situations, and continue to guide you. Amen. You know that God, amen, is a just God, and He's a favorable God. And we know that God is working it out in your favor. As we enter, amen, and allow the praise team to wrap up the praise in which they are into at this time, we ask that you stay tuned to hear the word of God, the word of our 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 God, and just stay tuned.
Midnight out. Hallelujah.
Anybody that went to sleep with trouble on their mind, but when they woke up the next morning, it was already done. Hallelujah! Late in the midnight hours, you've been going through some trials in your life, but all of a sudden, God just turned it around late in the midnight. Hallelujah! Sometimes we don't see a way out of any way, but God makes out a way out of everywhere. Come on, somebody. He'll do it. Won't he do it? Didn't he do it? Won't he keep on doing it? Hallelujah. He's just sweet right there. I remember Bishop Poole used to say, good down to the last drop, like Maxwell Coffee. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for each and every one of you being here today. Amen. Hallelujah. You could have been any place else, but you are in the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning with the usage of our limbs, oh God. Thank you for clothing us in our right mind. But now, Father, we ask, oh God, that this bread of life that we're about to partake on, oh God, be received in the hearts of men, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that they hide this word behind their hearts, oh God, that nothing and no one would allow them to sin against it, oh God. Nothing will pull them away from your love, your doctrine, your wisdom, your righteousness, and your holiness, God. We claim that over your people right now, oh God, those that are in blog talk, those that are looking at Ustream, oh God, those that are right here in our presence, God, we just plead the blood over their lives, Father God. We ask, oh God, that you continue to be with us, oh God. We lift up the prophet and the prophetess and their households, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you bless them abundantly, Father. We ask, oh God, that you bestow the blessings of the lives that are living in front of you, oh God. Allow their blessings to be equal to the service that they're giving you, oh God. This would allow them to examine themselves in your presence. This and all things we ask in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. What are you? Well, I like that. I like when you come fired up in the presence of God and you're ready to do the will of God. Amen. I know that if Prophet King was here, he would remind us, remember, we don't do normal tithing and service anymore, but we do have your tablets in the back along with your tithing and offering box. Please, men and women of God, make sure that you're giving of your substance and you're following the ordinance of God. It takes something to make the light come on, stay on, the water to continue to run, the air conditioning to continue to blow on you for your comfort. Amen. So we want to ask that you all continue to be faithful to your giving. Amen. It doesn't satisfy the pastor, but it satisfies the house of God. Hallelujah. Today we were reading and are hearing about Acts, in Acts, where Stephen was talking to the people. Stephen had said a few times in Acts 7, he was a little discouraged, and he had to reply to a few people. Amen. But he was accused earlier on in chapter 6 of blasphemy. Amen. But when he was accused of this thing, Stephen replied. Amen. And I think that's where Deacon Clayton was coming from in verse 1, where he said, the high priests are these things so. And he said, man and brethren and father, hearken thy God of glory and appear unto our father Abraham when he was in this. Amen. What was happening back in this time is if you were professing the things of God and the high priest didn't feel like you were called, anybody got a pastor or apostle or elder over them and said, no, you ain't called. Amen. You just speaking blasphemy over the people. But Stephen replied to them, and he made out some good points. But the point that I want to give you and the subject I want to give you is he's coming back just like he said he would. Remember that song in the old time over here today? He's coming back just like he said he would. Amen. Get ready for peace, love, joy, and happiness. Amen. What was happening here, amen, if I can just back out of the text. What was happening here is Stephen was making it known to them that there will be a second coming. And what we're doing even today is that we're living our lives vicariously. We're not really believing that there will be a second coming. We're doing things out of tradition. Amen? Anybody went to church because it's just traditionally known to go to church on Sunday? Amen? But if the pastor said we're going to stop going to church in the middle of the week, like Thursday or Wednesday, will you be here? Probably not. You're absolutely right. God bless you for your truthfulness. Amen? Why? Because we have so many other things, just for instance today. The church starts at 10. Nobody was here at 10. Why? Because we had other things to do. Let's just be real. So what was happening here is the high priest was feeling like, listen, it's other things that you could be doing than to being here. That just doesn't sound right to Stephen. Stephen's a little upset about that. And in his rebuttal, he was letting them know, listen, this happened way back when. And we're talking about the second coming. Am I right about it? He's coming back. Back when there was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jacob had 12 sons, amen? And I believe it was 12. It would be either 11 or 12 sons. But one of these sons was like the run of the bunch, and he was Joseph. And Joseph had a vision, and Joseph knew that he was going to be over his brothers, amen? And when he began to speak that, what did they do? They got rid of him. So much so that when they got rid of him, they sold him out to slavery when you actually became a prized possession for the king at that time. Amen? And because he had God over his life, watch this, let's just step and say, because I got God over my life, I have favor. So God was even favoring Joseph back then, so much that when he was there the first time and he told them about this vision that he had, nobody heard. Anybody scholars? Anybody know I'm in the right story, in the right thing? No, not really? We're going to keep it going. So now, here it is. It's a time for the people to go against Joseph, but they didn't realize when his brothers were coming, they didn't even recognize Joseph at that time. Amen? But the second coming, he revealed himself to them. Once he revealed himself as who he was, they found faith. He didn't kill us. Amen? So here, let's pray forward. Well, let's take a step back. Moses, let's talk about Moses for a while. Moses was there, and he was the one that was called out. Who was he called out by? Who was he working for? God. Who are you working for? All right. Amen? So Moses was actually doing the work of the Lord, but Moses had favor. Test the sample, say, I got favor. Amen. Moses had favor even as a little baby. Amen. His life was spared. He was sent down the Nile. Amen. He was found by the Pharaoh's sister. Amen. She raised him as her own. Even as her nephew grew up and became Pharaoh, her son was beside him. Amen. Until he came to the point of who he was. Amen. Anybody there? Even when someone told him who he was, that you are an Israelite, at that time he wasn't revealed to the people. But even when he saw the other general chastising one of the Israelites, he got on it. So much so that he killed him. So now he's running for his life. But don't you know that there's a second coming? He presented himself a second time. And even during that time, during the first time when he went to the people said, well, who are you to chastise me and tell me who I am? At this time, Moses pretty much felt it. Now, you ever had that feeling that I just got to go out? I just got to go out and do the will of the Lord. I got to tell them what else does the Lord. I got to do this. Anyone ever had that urge? But now here it is. Moses, on the second time, had to present himself. So that the people will recognize who he is. Watch it. Let me drop down in the scripture. Acts 7, verses 10 through 14. And delivered him out of all afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom. Say, I got favor. Amen. And wisdom. In the sight of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. We're talking about Moses at that time. Now there came a drop over the land of Egypt and Canaan, and a great affliction, and our fathers found no sustenance. That means there was nothing around, nothing to feed them, no food was anywhere. But when Jacob heard that there were corn in Egypt, amen, he's going back. He sent over our fathers first. And at second time, Joseph, was made known to his brethren. That's the part where we were showing you that even then, now I know who you are. Came back. Amen? He was made known to his kindred and was made known unto Pharaoh. Let's drop down to verse 20. Here we're talking about Moses. It says, and in which time Moses was born, and exceeding fair and nourishment up in his father's house for 3 months. And Moses was learned all in wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in the words and in deeds. That means he understood the law of that land. And when he was full 40 years old, it came unto his heart, say it's in my heart, amen, to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. Drop down to 25. It says, he supposed his brethren would have understood how God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. They just didn't get it. Drop down to 27. And it says that he did his neighbor in wrong, threatened him away, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Anybody ever did that? Amen? Dropping down to 34, it says, and I have seen the afflictions of my people when I in Egypt. Moses is still talking about this. This is what Stephen is reminding the people of. It says that I have heard them moaning and groaning, and I am come down to deliver them. Amen? And come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee unto Egypt. Drop down to 36 and 7. Chapter. He brought them out, amen, after that they had shown wondrous signs in the lands of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness of 40 years. Verse 37, it says, this is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like me. He you shall hear. Even then, even Moses understood that there will be one coming. Amen? Even Joseph understood that there will be one coming. But Joseph's brothers didn't recognize him. Moses' people didn't recognize him. Amen? Here we drop down in the same chapter of verse 46. Who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for God of Jacob. By Solomon built him an house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in the temples made the hands, and said unto the prophet, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Amen? What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Has not my hand made all these things? So Stephen was reminding the people, watch this, Apostle McCray is reminding the people, now there is a second coming. Amen? Dropping down here to verse 54, it says, when they hear, this is what happens to the people that actually preach the word of God. Stephen at this time faced a great tribulation in his life. When they have heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gasped on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast unto the heavens and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens have opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran up to him with one accord. And cast him out of the city and stoned him as witness and laid down their clothes at the young man's feet whose name was Saul. Anybody remember who Saul was? Amen. And they stoned Stephen, calling unto God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said, then he fell asleep. Some scriptures may say that once he said, God, you know, just forgive them, don't charge it to them. It's almost like Christ saying, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This scripture says he went to sleep. Some passages may say he died. Don't you know, to be a true, faithful, devout Christian, we don't die, we sleep. We sleep. We're talking about the second coming. Amen? I heard the man of God reading, amen, in St. John, where he said, in the beginning it was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with the second coming. Here it is. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 10 drops over and says that he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knoweth him not. So even during all this time, he was there. But the world didn't know him. They had no clue of who he was. And he was right in their presence. Sometimes God is right in your face, and you can't see him. Sometimes we can't see him because of our jealousy, our hatred, our envy, our malice. All of these things are going on, and we can't see God. First thing says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 12 says, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name. So there had to be a second reveal. Amen? All of the great prophets in this Bible talks about the second coming. But now listen to this. When we drop down to verse 14, it says that, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. John bare witness of him and crying and saying that this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is prepared before me, and for he was before me. All we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but the grace and the truth came by Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with the exact things of Moses. It had nothing to do with the exact things of Joseph. It had nothing to do with the exact things of Abraham. It had nothing to do with those things, but it had everything to do with Christ. He was on everything. Tell you something, he was on everything. Amen? No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is of the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. So it was God that had already told us who he was. It was God that actually allowed him to step down from glory, amen, into this depth of hell. He was right with us. He walks with us. He talks with us. He guides us. You ever been in an actual affliction, or had an actual affliction, or been in a tribulation, and all of a sudden that is over, and now you're on to the next challenge? But did you look back and say, Lord, I thank you for delivering me from that one? Because sometimes once we move on in our lives and we move beyond what we've experienced, we forget to tell God thank you. He's actually there in all endeavors of our lives. Yet we forget that he's there. But I bless the Lord for a second coming. Amen? Because the Bible tells me that when he comes back, he came back with all power. Amen? Bible also tells me that he's going to be like a dove descending, that the sky will crack open, that the trumpets will blaze. It teaches me that there will be a second coming, because his word says so. We actually didn't see him the first time, but I dare you to see him the second time. That's kind of quiet in here today. You're sleepy. Hallelujah. A second coming, a second chance. Are you right now? Or are you going to be like the people that they rejected when the word of God is coming forth and kill the messenger? Would you say that the messenger is just filled with blasphemy and anger, and the tongue is like a double-edged sword? And it's like a serpent, isn't it? Ever seen a serpent's tongue split down the middle, two sides? Even with the two sides, the word of God tells me that a devil-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go back to the song. He's coming back just like he said he would. Are you ready? Have you really examined yourself and really allowed yourself to walk with God, to talk with God, to trust in God, to pray with him, to fast with him, to make love with him, to endure him, to read to him, for him to read to you? Are you really setting yourself aside for the second coming? I mean, really, saints, because this really is a dressing room. It really is. It's not your faithfulness to International Prayer Center. It's not your faithfulness to the pastor or who she is to you. It's your love for God. It's your dedication unto him. What is your reasonable service? Listen, the only time we really call on him is when we are in trouble. Do you really just keep him in a box like that? When we actually say he's omnipotent, he's all over, he's in every place at every time. How could you really believe that when the only time we really call on him is when we need him? Even the woman at the well knew who he was. And she wasn't right half her life. And she actually was in the presence of the Messiah, and she knew who he was. So much so that it changed her life, and she went back to the people to tell them who she encountered. When you have an encounter with God, it should actually change your very being. When you really have a true worship with God, it changes your whole personality. It redefines you. Scripture says that you are reborn. You become a new creature in God. Anybody reborn today? Hallelujah. I put up both my hands and I just want him to see me. I just want him to know that I'm reborn and I love him. But listen to this, saint. Sometimes we get so indulged in sin that we forget that we could repent. And I'm not saying for you to just go out there and purposely involve yourselves in sin. Amen? Because there is repentance. He also said that we should be redundant. Don't keep coming up here praying to me for the same thing over and over. The Bible says, your mouth said one thing, but your heart's far from me. But we also have repentance. The Bible teaches us that we fall short. Some people actually take that literally, and they just run that. That scripture got so much mouth on it. Oh, we fall short. I'm in my heart. Yeah? Poor thing. That's not how God operates. And that's not what he desires of us. Scripture teaches us that he's going to come back. But it also shows us, even like Stephen said, that when he's in our very presence, we don't even know who he is. Even John professed to that when he was in the world, we knew him not. So, saints, it's time for us to get to know who this man is and who we say we serve. And don't know why it's on my heart. I don't know why the Holy Spirit is moving this way, but don't charge it to me at all. If you know God, okay, then I'm not talking to you. But it may be someone, maybe your neighbor sitting next to you, maybe the one behind you, maybe the one in front of you. It's somebody in here that does not have a true relationship with God. And they really have not received Christ as their Savior. God is calling out to you. He wants you to know that He is in your presence at all times. And He wants you to really get to know who Christ is. There's no reason for Him to sacrifice such a precious gift if we don't even get to know what the gift is. I'm not talking about your gifts and speaking in tongues and your diverse language and your proper etiquette. I'm not referring to that gift. I'm talking about the gift which was Jesus Christ. The second coming. Are you ready? Are you ready, friend? His birth was sweet. It was simple. It's to the core of God. Amen?